effort of the preseason?
Yeah, I think. But, again, just to me, more importantly, is I just think we went forward this week, all three games. To me, I mean, it's Cleveland obviously was a good game, so I can't say Cleveland wasn't. But, I mean, like when you play the way we played the two games against L.A. and Houston and then come back after that with the three efforts against Golden State and Portland and tonight, that's a good feeling. We've been saying all along that that our guys have worked hard through the preseason. I mean, I think they did a good job. It's nice to see them getting a little bit of at least the last three games, at least it looks like we had a couple practices. If you watch this against Houston or L.A., you might have thought we just met in the locker room before the game. So for them to get rewarded for how hard they've been practicing is really good. And, we're not there yet, but I think we really came forward in the last 4 or 5 days. Going back even to the practice, I've lost track of days. Whenever we came back, whatever the game was before, who did we play before Golden State? Oh, the Houston home game. Since the Houston home game, we had a good practice. We've had, I think, three decent or better games, and also a couple practices interspersed in there, like the practice yesterday and the shoot around in Portland. So, I mean, that's good. It's a good way to end the preseason. Now it starts for real. We have a long way to go. We understand that, but that's very good for us to finish the way we did, and especially for them. I mean, like if we were disappointed with the way they were working or attitudes or something like that, you'd say, hey, this is what you get when you don't. But you can't say that. Like we've been saying all along, guys, you're working, just keep working, and hopefully we'll get some results. So I really think that was important for them. I know it's easier when you win, but even had we lost tonight, just to come in here and play well three straight games is significant. It was also 3-4 nights, and when we catch them on a back-to-back, which is a break, but it's 3-4 nights, so a lot of good things in these last 4 days, 5 days, whatever it's been.
You talked about having some questions in different positions, especially point guard and this game,
do you have any opinion of
that?
For our guys, the attitude that they've had through the preseason has been great. Now it's going to get a lot tougher because now it's not equal playing time and there was no rotations. Now there's going to be starting lineups and there's going to be first guy off the bench and there's going to be guys not in the rotation that are just as deserving probably in some cases as the guy that's ahead of them. So now is when it's more important for them to stay with the same attitude they've had. And I think they will. But I think now it's going to get a lot harder now in terms of the buying into the team concept. And just, hey, the five guys that are out there with Seattle, they're the most important guys. Like they can't be thinking, I want to be the starter. It's natural that you do, but now they got to really continue to pull for each other the way they have through the preseason, and that's going to be hard.
When do you hope to make a determination on the starting lineup?
Well, a little will depend on Kevin's situation, and probably by the second practice. I don't think we'll necessarily say Sunday, what it's going to be, but hopefully by Monday or Tuesday, we got to have at least a practice or two where we're letting guys play together. But again, the good thing this week has been a little bit of that. This week we've had the guys that are going to be in the rotation playing together, so that's good. And obviously, it helped us in terms of team execution. We executed a lot better when we had, the more of the rotation guys playing.
Is there any concern about attitudes as far as?
No, not at all. But it's been. It has been less difficult than it's going to be to maintain a good attitude because everybody's been trying to impress. Everybody's been getting, for the most part, some guys haven't, but for the most part, everybody's been getting a run and different guys got a chance to start, different guys got a chance to play. So it's been, easy is not the right word because the guys have been great. They have pulled for each other. They've made each other work every day in practice, but that's over now. Now it's, here's the starting lineup for a while. Here's the rotation for a while. Here's the guys that are getting more shots than other guys. So all of a sudden, you take the 8-game preseason stats and you throw them in the garbage can. Now you play for real. That's different, and that's not easy.
Do you know anything about Jeff Green?
days, though, to be honest with you. Our doctors are here. I didn't talk to them yet. I got no guess even.
Who played that?
The mask.
Yeah.
No, it was masked. The damn, I don't know how to explain it. The thing popped off and they couldn't put it back in. So, hey, Billy. I had wanted him to finish, but, it popped off. So we got to get it fixed and we got to get it spared.
Obviously, and is that something he can give you on a consistent basis?
I think he's played other games well. He's played well defensively or rebounded in particular, but he hasn't shot it the way Kurt Thomas usually shoots it. So, yeah, that was good to see. But, I mean, it's easy to say after the game. I wasn't worried about Kurt and Wally. I mean, these guys have been doing what they do for too long, and veterans tend to know as you get into the seventh or eighth preseason game, it's time to dial it up a little bit, and they'll be there, come Halloween night. So, but yes, it was good to see him play, particularly against his old guys, and in a game that is not necessarily right up his alley. I mean, it was an up and down game. It was a tough game. At times he was covering smaller guys, quicker guys. So I thought he did a very good job dealing with all of that. But I mean, again, if anybody knows how to play against these guys, it's Kurt. So.
You guys